We are about to begin Simen Resh Mem Ches. There's an introduction of the Mishnah Berurah here, a very needy one, a very much needed one. The Simen here is based on a brisa that there are many shitas in the Rishonim in giving pshat. The brisa says that you're not allowed to travel on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos unless you're going with Dvar Mitzvah. There are two conditions under which it is permissible. Either that if you want to get on a boat before 3 days before Shabbos, that is mutter. Or if you're going with Var Mitzvah, then even within 3 days of Shabbos, that is mutter. The Braisa adds, Posik imo menas lishpos ve'ena shoves. You have to tell him it's betnai that we're going to rest on Shabbos, and even though they end up not resting on Shabbos. Divrei Rebbe, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ein sarach. And then the last thing the Gemara says is that Mitzur Litzidon, this is the Braisa, Mitzur Litzidon, which is a one-day voyage, that is mutter. What exactly is the issue here? What is it that the Gemara is prohibiting? What kind of travel, and what's the reason? So the shitas in order that the Mishnah Berurah brings them are as follows. The Balamor shita is that when you're on a boat in the olden days, the odds are that something would happen at sea and you would probably be called upon to help them save the boat. You're going to have to go and help put up the sails, take down the sails. Because of Pikuach Nefesh, you're going to end up doing Malach on Shabbos. The Shita of the Balamor is that if I know I'm going to end up having to do Malach on Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, but that's something that I could have avoided altogether, if it's within 3 days of Shabbos, I have to think ahead. Therefore, since I know I'm putting myself into a situation that will require Chil Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, it's Aser to go. More than 3 days before Shabbos is not Aser. That's still shayach to the previous Shabbos. I don't have to think ahead, and that would be mutter. The Ramban is not so much afraid that you're going to have to do malacha. He's afraid that non-Jews will be doing malacha for you. Or if it's a group of Jews that are on the boat, the non-Jews are going to be doing malacha for them. There's a problem of Amir Lenachri. There too, according to the Ramban, if it's within 3 days of Shabbos, I have to think of it. More than that, I don't have to think about. According to the Ramban, if the boat is primarily non-Jewish, there's just a handful of Jews on there. The rest of the people on the boat are not Jewish. So any malacha that's being done for them is not really being done for the Jews. They're doing it for the Rov. And therefore it would be mutter. The Rabbeinu Chananel Shita is that the Isser we're dealing with is the Isser of Tchumim. The halacha is like this. On the ocean or the sea, since that is not a normal place to walk, Midoraisa, there's no such concept as Tchum, as going Michutz L'Tchum. Whereas Midrabanon, wherever the ocean floor sea is not very low, in other words, the water is shallow, if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, then Midrabanon, there are tchumin. So, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the problem is that for part of the voyage, you know, at least the beginning and the end, there's a good chance that you're going to be going for a while in a place where the boat is not that far off the ocean floor. And as a result of it, there will be an Isser of Tchumen. You're over on Tchumen Shabbos. Therefore, once again, within 3 days of Shabbos, you have to be choshish for it. And before that, you don't have to think about it. The Rif learns that if there were really a problem of whether it be Meleches Yisrael, Melech of a non-Jew, or Tchumin, going before 3 days before Shabbos would not really help you. The fact that it's more than 3 days before Shabbos doesn't tell me that I don't have to think about it. You're never allowed to put yourself into a situation where you know that it's inevitable that you're going to end up being Mechal Shabbos, whether it be a Daraisa, whether it be that non-Jews are going to do Melacha for you, whether it be the Yisr Tchumin. He holds that all of that is Aser. According to the Rif, the issue at hand is that, you know, on a boat, you get seasick. For the first 3 days, you're very uncomfortable at sea. Therefore, within 3 days of Shabbos, you're not supposed to get into the boat because it's going to ruin your own Shabbos. More than 3 days before Shabbos, at that point already, it's going to be mutter. Tosfos learns that there's another, a totally different issur here, and that is that this is part of the gzeira of swimming. You're not allowed to swim because you may build a boat. Sitting on a boat, it looks as if you're about to go swimming. It's all part of that gzeira of not swimming on Shabbos. How do we paskin? So the Mechaber brings the lashon of the Rif. The Mechaber in Sif Beis says that the issue is Onig Shabbos. On the other hand, it is clear from the Mechaber that he holds that even where Isurim are going to be done, you're allowed to leave more than 3 days before Shabbos because you don't have to think about it yet. Which means that the Mechaber seems to be paskening that you have to be choshish for the Rif's issue of Onig Shabbos, but he is also paskening, like the other Rishonim, that traveling more than 3 days before Shabbos will be matir having malacha done. We're going to get the details a little bit later. As far as Tosfos Shita, where the issue is that it's part of the Isser of swimming, so Lamaisa, the Mechaber follows the Rosh, and that is that this concern is only if you're actually entering the boat on Shabbos. Entering a boat on Shabbos looks as if you're about to go swimming. It's nearer Kashat al Pnei Amayim. Whereas if it's not on Shabbos itself, if it's before Shabbos, then that Isser would not apply. Now we get to the Mechaber inside. Mutter lahaflig besfina afilu be'erev Shabbos. It is mutter to go on a boat ride, even if it's erev Shabbos, and we're talking about a long ride, as we'll see later. Im holach lidvar mitzvah. So long as you're going lidvar mitzvah. That means the need for making sure that you go more than 3 days before Shabbos does not exist if you're going lidvar mitzvah. Uposek imo sheyishpos, and you're supposed to make up with him that he's not going to make you do malacha on Shabbos, or that the boat is not going to be, they're not going to push the boat, they're not going to have the boat go on Shabbos. V'macharkach lo yishpos, emekaklum, and if they don't stop, there's no problem. The Mishtaburah brings down this halacha of posek imo is only a lechatchila. It's only a lechatchila, and in fact, there are many Rishonim that paskin that it's totally unnecessary. They paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't even understand why the Mechaber happened to have paskin like the Machmirim. He says, going by the klolim of the Mechaber, he should really have paskin lahokil. He really doesn't know why the Mechaber was machmir in the first place. Yeah, so this is, if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, why is it that it's mutar lidvar Mitzvah? So first of all, in terms of Onik Shabbos, you're going to miss Onik Shabbos. Since you're going Lidvar Mitzvah, we say Ha'osik B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. You're traveling for a mitzvah is enough of an asik to free you from the need for Onik Shabbos. And we're going to see other cases later too, where it'll be mutter to go put yourself in a situation where you know you're not going to have Onik Shabbos since you're going Lidvar Mitzvah. Now, same halacha will apply if the water is not 10 tefachim deep, and you're going to have a problem of tchumin. Still, it's going to be mutter lidvar mitzvah. They were matter these tchumin derabanan. Now, how about going on Shabbos itself? Can you do this psik and tell him that you don't want to travel on Shabbos? So they're already. There are many who say that there's no way that you can rely on that. Meaning, since there's a need lechatchila of doing psika, you can't be makayim that psika on Shabbos itself. But there are yesh matirin. Now, further in the Mechaber, aval idvar harishus, what if you're not going with dvar mitzvah? Ein mafligin besfina pachas meshloshe yamin kodem haShabbos. Then you cannot go in a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, which means from Wednesday already. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would already be Aser. Similarly, before Yontif, 3 days before Yontif would also be Aser. Haga, Aval Kodim Gimel Yomim Shari, whereas more than 3 days before is Mutter, Afilu Besfina Shemosh and Ol Sayyidei Behemis. Even though we're talking about a boat that is actually being driven by animals, so I would have thought that's part of the Isser in going in a horse-drawn carriage on Shabbos, which is an Isser that you're going to pull a branch off a tree and beat the animal. The answer is that here the animals were usually far away from the boat, so Chazal never made the Gzera. Yeah, and further, afilu ein begova hamayim yutfachim, even though the water is not 10 tfachim high, so there's an Isser of tchum in the Rabbanon that is still mutter. Even in a situation where the Jew is going to have to work, In other words, the Ramah is saying straight out, we are going with the Rishonim that hold that if it's more than 3 days before Shabbos or you're a holach l'dvar mitzvah, you do not have to worry about all of these different things. And the halach is you don't have to think before, more than 3 days before Shabbos, you don't have to think about it. L'dvar mitzvah, you don't have to think about it. Bottom line, whatever you're going to be over is going to be because of pikuach nefesh. Now, Mishtabura speaks out that if you actually get into the situation that they ask you to do malacha, you're supposed to be memayit b'malacha as much as possible. I mean, it's not hefker. Remember, the chil Shabbos is only mutter because of pikuach nefesh. Anything that you can have a non-Jew do for you, you couldn't do yourself. And any malacha that can be avoided has to be avoided. V'yimu derech mu'et kagon mitzur l'tzidon. If it's a short distance like from Tzor to Tzidon, Shein Beinayim Ki Mahalach Yom Echad Mutar Lahaflik Berav Shabbos Baboker Mipnei Sheefshur Sheyagia Sham Kodem HaShabbos. And if it's the kind of ride where you could possibly get there before Shabbos, then it's not Aser. Umakum Shenogu Shelo Lahaflik Berav Shabbos Klal Alfil Derech Mudei Mafligin. There are those who have a minig of not going in a boat, not traveling in a boat on Shabbos, on an Erev Shabbos, under all circumstances. According to them, you couldn't do it. But if there is no such minag, then if the ride is such that you could possibly get there before Shabbos, then it's not aser.